Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I hope it's your favorite hour of the week. It is certainly mine. This is the time I get a chance to meditate with you after I spend my week doing what you know I do best. Good morning. Today, we're going to explore stem cells. I've done this before, so there's a part one to this. Today's part two. Tomorrow I'll teach a class, the first of three, on this absolutely, I think the word is redeeming topic. Redeeming because if you're middle-aged, as many of you are, after the age of 50, you find yourself at that, in a sense, wonderful point in your life where you've got enough wisdom, but maybe not enough health. You've got a symptom, maybe you've got a diagnosis, maybe you've got something even more serious than that. And too often you're told there's nothing that can be done. Now, we understand holistic medicine likes to offer alternatives. But the theme of this show today, as well as the theme of my website, always is, if you look to science, the supposed people who really don't enthusiastically support holistic medicine, you find that there's an undercurrent in the science journals, of things that really confirm what every holistic dream is about. And that really there's no holistic medicine and there's no allopathic medicine. There's only one medicine, the medicine that works. And when we talk about something like stem cells, it's a great example, and I'll get into this with my class tomorrow. It's a great example of how we take a divinely orchestrated process, the adult stem cell, the one that's in there already, working to create the miracle, and we study it, and we celebrate it, and then what we do is to improve it, we synthesize an outside, an exogenous alternative, and we call that science. And we gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to two brilliant scientists. Of course, you are on the website, right? StraightTalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Straight Talk, that's with two T's, .cc, not .com. Don't get lost there on the internet. If you're driving, just listen when you get home, StraightTalk.cc. You're on the website, certainly, and you're looking at two pictures. Picture number 16. Go to picture number 16, the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, they say, 2012, that's 2 years ago, Sir John Gurdon and Yamanaka out of Japan, and Sir John Gurdon certainly out of England, I think it's Cambridge. For what? For interfering with a divinely orchestrated process. I don't mean interfering as a condescension. I mean that our bodies produce cells in the bone marrow. They're latent in every cell of every organ, and this body of evidence is growing. That really in a state of decay, a switch goes on in your organ systems that begins to regenerate that organ, and that this is a known phenomenon. This is what we're going to argue today. We're going to show you two articles. You're going to have to put on your thinking caps today. You know my slant, and that is that you can do it. This is just not gobbledygook for scientists. This is just common sense. Really, the best science is simple. It's just common sense. You have to reach deep. You don't have to be a scientist to understand this. And that when you think you do, you're not really being taught science. You're being taught garbage science. That's the slant of the show. These two gentlemen have created a way of taking a normal cell, NA cell, and turning it into a stem cell so that it can get injected into your body, seek out the wound site, and flood your organ system with all these stem cells that were pre-programmed out of what was once a normal cell. Genetic engineering, so on and so forth. It's a brilliant. Certainly saves the embryo issue. We don't need embryos now. We can avoid that conflict, that argument. So these guys certainly deserve the Nobel Prize. My point, of course, is not to give you their story. It's to give you the story of life, which is that your cells, as you'll see today, have these stem cells already. The question is how do you activate them? Okay? The name of the show, Stem Cells, Can Your Organs Regenerate? Really, the name of the show is Stem Cells, How Do You Activate the Stem Cells That Are Already There? This, of course, in a nutshell, is what we call healing. My claim to you, as always, is going to be what we call healing is a very jaded terminology. It is filled with misconceptions, misdirections, polite nuances. It's a labyrinth that most people are lost in. Even the most ardent and ambitious of you are lost in it. Not to mention a good 80% of the population is absolutely, totally ignorant of it. So we have the McDonald's crowd all the way to what herb do I take for my injured organ. Both of them are on the Hershey Highway. Really, more fundamentally, are the real answers, which means the real education. Yes, you've heard it before. If you're new to the show and this is the first time, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Just listen. All right, let's go to the hard stuff. On the top of the website, sorry if you're driving, click to view the full article on stem cell therapy. Click to view the full article on cardiac stem cells. Both of these critical for you to understand today. It's a race to the finish line. I hope we can get through. Click to view the article on cardiac stem cells. Let's start there, okay? Okay, you're there. Yes, you're there. Good. I want you to turn now to page number 2. I named the pages in the upper right-hand corner. I put the numbers there for you. Look at this article. I'm slowing down a little for all of you. Some of you are not happy at the moment, probably. You can't find the article. You got to get computer proficient. Life and Death of Cardiac Stem Cells, a Paradigm Shift in Cardiac Biology. Great article. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 MDs. You got hundreds of references at the end of this. Point being, the heart is a self-renewing organ. First page. Recently, bottom of the first page. Yeah, I'm going to read to you, so relax and let me read. Recently, an established notion of cardiac biology has been questioned. The general belief that during prenatal life, cardiac progenitor cells undergo progressive lineage commitments and differentiation, which results in an irreversible loss of developmental options in adulthood, may not be valid. It's saying, for years we've been taught, you cannot regenerate heart cells. This doesn't happen. Once they're dead, what I want you to do, I'm cutting in now, of course, as always, extend this to every single organ in your body. Your senile grandfather, your senile husband, your Parkinson-ridden wife, your friend in renal failure, you sitting there up for joint replacement, not wanting to do it in absolute agony. I'm talking about anything and everything. So we're using this article. We won't get to it, but there are quotes in the article that make it okay to make these leaps from, this is about the heart, but this is the same thing in your skin. This is about the heart, but this is the same thing in your kidney, in your bone marrow, in your spleen, in your large intestine, in your teeth, We have stem cells in the teeth. So now we're challenging this notion that the heart can regenerate. That's what we're doing. Go to the next page. It's page 2. Excuse me. Go to the next page. It's going to say page 3. Top of page 3. The heart is a self-renewing organ. So look at that picture there. The extracellular matrix. Do you, my consistent listener, know what extracellular matrix means, right? It means the space in between the heart cells. You got to understand the body's spaces. In between the cells is extracellular. Inside the cell is intracellular. What's blood plasma? What is blood plasma? Think about blood plasma. Think about you prick your finger, you spray the blood, a little drop of blood comes out. You're looking at blood. What is blood? Blood is cells, red blood cells. But it's also what's in between the red blood cells, which is liquid or plasma. That plasma is the extracellular space. A drop of blood has the cell and the extracellular space, which is water. The water plus the blood cells make this red liquid. And there you go. You got it. Now, your organs are the same thing. Except if I took, catch this, it's good. This is hot. You're going to learn. If I took your liver out and threw it down on the floor, would it spread out like the blood? If I took your brain out and spread it out over the floor, would it spread out like blood would? No. Why? Because the space in between the liver cells and the space in between the brain cells is strung together by connective tissue. So the connective tissue, the collagen, the elastin, the proteoglycan matrix, gives it shape. Good. You got it. Yes, I go slow. Need to, right? We all agree. You don't think about this on the way to work every day. But if you're dealing with a symptom and you want to get to third base, meaning to regenerate yourself from that chronic disease, you better understand this. I'm doing 3 classes on this. I think this is the hottest topic. This and the DNA. These subjects are filled with God. They're filled with the Garden of Eden. They're filled with what every good Christian should understand. They're not filled with, take this herb because it will renew your stem cells. That is garbage. Even though deer antler and cordyceps and royal jelly from the bee will participate in that process. But you have to work for it. Fat Harry, the cab driver, the jack-in-the-box, cigarette-smoking, greasy ball, not knocking cab drivers, just an example. You just don't take deer antler and build up your stem cells, start delivering your stem cells to your diseased colon that's going to get cut out, or your destroyed heart, or your failing kidney, or your dysfunctional pancreas. You just don't do that. So you get that, right? That's important to understand. Herbs work for you. You have to work harder for the herb. There's a concept you've got to take into yourself. Herbs work. You have to work harder for the herb. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Keep listening. Calm yourself. You're on a long path. In my opinion, even the best of us are shocked that you're not even going to get to zero sometimes until the second year. You're going to understand why today. That's true. Oh, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, the cost of your vacation. That nice Mercedes you're driving. A credit card. It's all it costs. It costs money to heal. That's okay. All good things cost. Somehow we don't think it should be that way. We have this view of what it takes to heal as something really much more simplistic. Well, it is simple, but it's deep. The deep concept is, if you take the herb and you don't work for the herb, the herb's promises don't work for you. You're going to see this elaborated, illuminated in part today. Those of you, the school, the class is closed out. But nonetheless, that class, you will understand after 7 or 8 straight hours of me, really why you work for the big prize. Because you're pushing 50 or you're pushing 60 and you don't feel well, or you're 70 or 75. If you're 75 or 80, you want an elegant departure. You don't want to sit there senescent, useless, hopeless. That's what you tell me. I'm just telling you back what you tell me. I'm not 75. I can smell it. I deal with very large numbers of older people. But at my age, I can smell 60. I want vibrant life. I have vibrant life. I want more. Just like you. One thing medicine's taught me is all the miracles are out there. You have to finesse your way to them. And usually, and this is my cliche, the answer's at the end of your nose, but you're being misdirected into the ionosphere. Because it's tough. Well, you think it's tough, and it is tough. You got to reach deep. And that's not what we want to do. Because Monday's coming, and we have to survive. But against that is not the holistic practitioner tooting his horn about what you can do. It's right here. The heart is a self-renewing organ. This is cardiac biology. These are not chiropractors or naturopaths or nutritionists or people who couldn't get A's in chemistry and physics and molecular biology, who couldn't get accepted to medical school. These are the guys in there playing with the cells, and they're telling you the heart is a self-renewing organ. Okay, I went on a rant. I'm always going to go on a rant because I don't see people getting it enough, because most people aren't doing it. Extracellular matrix, you know what we're talking about. Cardiac fibroblasts, when the heart is injured, these cells come in that make scar tissue. That's good and that's bad. Active stem cells, quiescent stem cells, cardiac myocytes. What's a cardiac myocyte? A cardiac myocyte, that's the cardiac cell. That's what does the pumping. And that cardiac fibroblast that comes in, and it kind of tries to do the job, but it can't because it's not a normal cardiac cell. It's a scarred cell. It's part of a matrix of scar that doesn't allow your heart to function normally anymore. And there are these stem cells in there, and they're hanging out. And where'd they come from? God put them there. That's right. God put them there. That's right. God. Yeah, but we gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to Gurdon. And he's going to put them there. Okay. Why not? But they're already there. And this article is telling you they activate. Why do they activate? Well, that stem cell is a pluripotent cell, meaning it can become a number of things. That stem cell in your heart is there to help make another heart cell. The heart replaces itself about 18 times in your life. 18. It's in the article. I've underlined it somewhere. I can see I don't have the time to get through the article, but that's okay because you have homework. You get through the article. The heart replaces itself 18 times. 18 times. When did your cardiologist tell you that you're in early stage congestive heart failure? You've had a heart attack and you don't feel well. You've had bypass surgery after a heart attack and you're not doing well. When did he tell you that? He didn't, because he doesn't read these articles. He's busy. That's why we have research scientists who are sometimes MDs or PhDs. That's why we have bootleggers with no degrees out there, medical educators, who do lab experiments in their basement like little kids and sometimes change the world. That really happens. Take a look at that picture. The heart's responding to an attack. That attack is the heart attack. Clogged arteries can't get blood to the heart cells. The heart cells need the oxygen. They need the glucose. They don't get it. They croak. The heart cells croaked. The liver enzymes, LDH, a couple of others I can't remember, go up. You go to the hospital, they tell you, enzymes up, symptoms correlate, you've had a heart attack. They stabilize it, get rid of the clot in the heart or whatever is causing the blockage. You lose a big piece of it. Oh, Joe over there had a heart attack last week. Did you know heart attacks are the number one cause of death in the United States? Yeah, I know that. I think I'm going to have one in a year or two, my doctor said. But who knows? Yeah, well, Joe's down. Doesn't have sexual function anymore, you know. That organ down there needs blood. That's what really bugs him. It's okay, he can't lift his head. He's retired, so he doesn't need his brain. He didn't exercise anyway, so he doesn't lose out on the track. He was never there. Doc gives him 10 years. He'll go into congestive heart failure. Hey, he did well. He's going to be 80 in 10 years. That's not what people want. It's what they accept, but it's not what they want. You don't have a heart problem. You've already turned off the radio. This is your kidney. This is your brain. This is your teeth. This is your sex organs. This is your skin. You know, your stagging, sagging skin? Not you. You did the facelift. Now you don't know your name anymore because the scars have twisted the fascia inside your brain. But at least people don't know it on the outside. It's right here. This is every cell of the body. And this cell has stem cells in it. But you got to wake them up. All right, a few terms there. Extracellular matrix, cardiac fibroblasts, active stem cells, quiescent or latent stem cells. The parenchyma of the heart, the cardiac myocyte, the actual organ cell. Good. We're moving. You guys are rocking. Page 4. Keep going. Keep going. Look at page 4 where I put important, because it is important. Bottom of that parentheseed paragraph. However, cardiac stem cells can be coaxed in vivo. In vivo means in your heart. That doesn't mean the heart's in a test tube and there's CBS News filming it. It means it's in your heart alive. And these guys in this article are saying those stem cells, the quiescent ones, the active ones, can be coaxed in live to home to the damaged area and promote the formation of parenchymal cells, meaning cardiac myocytes, and blood supply to it, vascular structures, resulting in recovery of ventricular performance. footnote 23 and 25. You go to it yourself. Well, there it is. Not you. It's not your heart. You know, people say I repeat myself. You know, I have a group of critiquers. You got to do that when you have a show because you never really know what you sound like. I have some critiquers I hold in high regard, of course. Sometimes they say, you keep repeating yourself. I'm going to keep repeating myself. I don't care if there's one person listening, which there are not. But even if there were, I'm going to keep repeating myself. Because I don't see enough people getting it. So I just keep saying it a different way. I'll keep repeating myself. Look at that page. Just beautiful. Cardiac stem cells can be coaxed to enhance the recovery of the dead ventricle. It's right there. Question is how. This article is going to go on to say, I'll tell you how. We're going to take your stem cells, multiply them outside your body, and then send them back in. How? 2012 Nobel Prize. We're going to take a regular cell, any cell. We're going to program it to become a stem cell and send it back into that organ. That's how they mean it. That's not how I mean it. That's not how God meant it. Well, maybe I can't say that. But I'll tell you this. If we're all going to be, in the end, a bunch of big, lazy, sedentary blobs eating nothing but rancid fat and cheese, sitting there at premature ages, rotting out our organs, and it was God's plan to just go to Kaiser and have them do their miracles so you can get health again, then I don't want to be part of that. I don't believe that was God's plan. I believe God's plan was to have you go in and use science to see the miracle that's already in there. And after you get humble and give a piece of yourself, which you will, and go through your purgings, what you're left with that's exogenous, meaning what has to come in from the outside because you just can't get there, that's good science. That's science in perspective. Not, we don't have to work for what's there because some guy at Kaiser's going to just inject us. You see? You got to get that one. Even if we see a few miracles, in the big picture, we'll lose. I guarantee you, we'll lose. If we solve cancer and heart disease tomorrow the wrong way, we'll replace it with 50 other diseases that are way worse than cancer or heart disease. I guarantee you that. If you break natural law, if you disrespect certain covenants, you pay. That's the Old Testament. I don't know if it's the New Testament, frankly. Sounds pretty good to me. You pay for transgressions of natural law. Think about that. Page number 5, we're working. Look at page 6. Look at page 7. Cardiac stem cells and cell turnover. Look where I underlined. The new paradigm sees the heart as a highly dynamic organ in which old, poorly functioning myocytes and vascular CMCs and ECs are continually replaced by activation and commitment of resident cardiac stem cells. The recognition of the mechanisms that regulate the physiological turnover of cardiac cells may offer a unique, unprecedented approach for cardiac repair. Potentiation of this naturally occurring process may become the most efficient and successful form of tissue reconstitution for the failing heart. Now, these guys are thinking. And what are they saying? They're saying if you're in renal failure, if you're in cardiac failure, if you're going senile, if you have Parkinson's, if you have Alzheimer's, if you have diabetes, if you are on your way down, if you are up for double joint replacement, if you are going out because an organ is failing, that the recognition of the mechanisms that regulate the turnover of your organ cells may offer repair. Now, potentiating this naturally occurring process may be the most efficient and successful form of tissue reconstitution for failing organs. So I'm paraphrasing. I'm replacing words. Take my word for it. This is only 60 minutes. That you can apply to every single part of the body. Now, what are these guys saying? These guys are saying, let's make a drug to go in there and activate your stem cells, the adult stem cells. They're saying embryonic stem cells, the omnipotent stem cells, the ones from the fetuses and the whole hullabaloo. No, you don't have to use those. That's one source they're not referring to. Then there's what the 2012 Nobel guys did, Gurdon, etc. Those guys took regular cells, programmed them genetically to become stem cells, pluripotent, not omnipotent like the embryonic ones. Omnipotent means they can be anything. Pluripotent means they're more limited in what they can become. Simple, stupid words, right? What this article's saying is no. Let's figure out a way to make a drug to activate a process that we know is already working there. Let's do that. Now, this is where holistic medicine should be working. It doesn't, but it should. This is what the best minds in America should be doing. They should be looking at that, and they should be saying, let's now take off the back of this how we can accelerate this mechanism through natural law. Natural law. That means HCL therapy. That means my 162 shows. That means that drives the miracle of healing. Now you can think that it's all about that herb and the miracle it can do. Or you can think it's about chanting on a boardwalk in Venice. Or you can think it's about whatever you think it's about. But I guarantee you where the rubber hits the road is right here. This is it. This is the belly of it. This is the guts of it. This is the heart of the matter. What can you do to activate a process that's already in action? How can you get there? Now we're just going to have to go to the next article. Time constraining us. If I were to scroll through it, read this article on your own, please do that. Please do that. Just take a look at this before we leave this page. Go to page 8. Go to page 8. You got to do this. This is just so hot. Left side, where I have the parentheses. The human heart replaces completely its myocyte population, meaning the cardiac cells, 18 times during the course of life. Independent from cardiac disease, 18 times. Does that blow your mind? Don't you want to study this? How could you not want to study that? Don't you want to quit your job and just study that for the rest of your life? If you're one of the doctors listening to this, don't you want to figure that out? Did you just tell your client this week to take this herb for that symptom? Maybe you did. Okay, fine. But don't you want to get to this? Look at the top there. The rate of cell death is calculated from the measurement of apoptosis and necrosis of the myocyte, together with the duration of apoptosis. If the heart were post-mitotic and dying, myocytes the entire organ would disappear in 4 to 5 years. It's saying that based on how fast the rate of cell turnover is in the heart, apply this to the other organs, do that. You wouldn't have a heart in 5 years. The problem with the heart attack, if your heart's going, if it's failing, the problem is you don't know how to get there to activate the latent adult stem cell. You don't know how to do it. The whole spearhead of alternative medicine. If it was me and I really had that concern, I guarantee you I wouldn't be doing this radio show. I'd find the cleanest, purest, most godly mountain, take a credit card and 10 G's, throw it into a bank account and have my best friend dispense it to me as I needed it. I'd be having my feet in perfectly verdant soil, sucking in the greatest, cleanest air, and talking to God every day and feeding myself with every nutrient from the Garden of Eden while those places on the planet still exist. And then I'd be doing one more thing. I'd be listening to this show. That's what I'd be doing. Because it's there. You're going to go to church tomorrow, and you're going to pray. You're going to talk to God. Think about this while you're there. I don't care if you're Christian, Hindu, or what. Whatever religion you are, think about this. I have a Christian slant. I'm Christian. But nonetheless, wherever you're from, think about what I'm saying. Because there is an integration of science and God. Your cardiac guy never told you that. Have your cardiologist listen. See what he says. He won't find himself attacked. Have your holistic practitioner listen. He or she won't find them attacked. I'm attacking your ignorance and your innocence. And I'm trying to direct you out of the labyrinth of misdirection. Eighteen times your heart replaces itself. Astounding. Now, here's the deal. Let me put a big piece of this together for you. To do that, you got to go to the other article. Sorry if you're driving. Get home, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. No show like this in America. Let's thank K-Bright for giving me the opportunity. No show like this in America. Tell your medical doctors to listen. Tell your scientists to listen. Tell your chiropractors, your naturopaths, your acupuncturists. Listen to their ego come in. When their ego is talking, listen to their soul come in. Where's your soul right now? Oh, you drive a cab. What do you know? Are you stupid? You're a secretary. Are you stupid? Are you? Or are you smart? You have a brain. You can think. You can feel the truth. If this is truthful to you, that's all you need. The intelligence God gave you. Just you got to ferret your way through it. And in doubt, pull up these articles. I put them on the website for this reason. When you're scared, when you're alone, when you're not being touched at night, when you're certain you've been forsaken by God and everybody, you can trust in science. Wow. I hope you have the religious experience I've had. In your loneliness, when you look up to God, he throws down a scientific journal on your head. He presents you an article. Instead of doing what you thought he'd do, he gives you a book to read. He makes your faith functional. Well, that's what this is. That's what the 162 shows are. They're saying we evolved from the day Jesus walked the planet to now, under the dome of science for a reason, and it wasn't to disrespect God. It was to understand that science was a vehicle of God and that it could be used to fortify your faith. It's a prayer. Science is a prayer. And the bastardization of it rejected that. And the bastardization of that occurred in the Renaissance, when systematically the Vatican began to tear down the science. Galileo, Giordano Bruno, Tycho Brahe, and the like. That war was, if not won, but at least competed with by science. And to this day now, we have quite an issue, don't we? We have large religious organizations of tremendous power and influence, and we have the pharmaceutical industry. We have science. We have cloning. We have stem cells. We have all sorts of things, from Angelina Jolie's genetic profiling and double mastectomy based upon a genetic test, all the way to the 2012 Nobel Prize. What happened to God? Okay, get to stem cell therapy. Click to view the full article on stem cell therapy. The article, the title of it, as it turns out, is in, it looks like Greek. I don't know what it is. So forget the title. Fortunately, the article's in English. Here's the ticker. This is why I gave it to you. Look at the first page where it says one on the right-hand side. It says a word that I hope you're all familiar with. If you're not, look at my other show on stem cells. Look at anything on the immune system. Get to know your macrophage. You cannot have regeneration unless you have an active macrophage. A macrophage lives in the space between the cells. A macrophage is called in during times of acute radical damage. A macrophage is there to wage the war. A macrophage is part of the demolition crew. Even the fungus in there is part of the demolition crew. And they're there. And they have to be there because macrophages provide an abundant, so I'm reading that first page there in the article written in a foreign language, translated into English. Number one on the right-hand side, macrophages provide an abundant reservoir of potent tissue growth factors and cytokines, pro-inflammatory, and then ultimately anti-inflammatory cytokines. Cytokine is a word you should start to know. Cytokines are produced by macrophages. They're these chemical mediators that can speed up inflammation and cut back on inflammation. And the body will stop an active pathological process, contain an active pathological process, suppress a process, and reconfigure or reorganize the scar tissue to make less and less scar tissue while simultaneously stimulating scars and destroying scars. They will remodel the scar until the scar leaves you functional again. All on the back of what these cytokines are doing, and on the back of different types of macrophages. Wow. You want to do your medical doctor a favor this week? You want to do your holistic practitioner a favor? You want to do your husband or wife a favor? You want to do your friends a favor? You want to do anybody a favor? Anybody that's got enough humility? Get them to this show. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. The website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Do them a favor and get them to that page. See if they can wrap their heads around this. If they can't, tell them to read it again. If they can't, tell them to piece it together. If they can't, tell them to come to my school. point is, it's there. It is there, right there. Now, what does this have to do with you? I'll tell you what. Those macrophages drive the detoxification of the intercellular space, the extracellular matrix, the ECM. The space in between the cells is filled with garbage. It is filled with garbage before you're injured, before you have a symptom. It is solidified itself into pure, hard snot. You are a rigid, gangrenous, rotten, infected, pus-ridden, extracellular environment before you get damaged. Before. That means you're on that path right now. That means if you're 19 and you're eating garbage, you're already on that path. That means by the time you're 50, you're closer. By the time you're 60, it's a symptom. It's a chronic symptom, or it's a disease. And that macrophage comes in. And until it gets its act together, until you clear enough of that intercellular space, until that happens, you don't get enough macrophages there. No, you can't get them there if it's too thick with garbage. Do you get that? Here's a secret that really only the most interested in you will appreciate. The macrophage is there to clear out that intercellular space. But once the intercellular space in disease process is so thick with garbage, you cannot concentrate enough macrophage there. The space is too filthy. And as the macrophages in different stages of reorganization of the scar, that which is keeping your new cells from regenerating, if that macrophage or a bunch of macrophages are just too busy tripping over garbage, not to mention the fungus that's there, and there's just so much for this demolition crew of macrophages to do. You can't really get the active stem cell in the concentrations or in the efficiency required to counterbalance the die-off that's still occurring as a product of a normal disease state. So it takes time. We say in medicine, detox, strengthen, detox, strengthen, strengthen, detox, strengthen, detox, strengthen, detox, strengthen, detox. You're lost, you're broke, you're alone, you're diseased. You're untouched. No one cares. God's betrayed you. Your parents have abandoned you. Strengthen detox. Strengthen detox. Strengthen detox. You want to find God? Go right into that cell because it is working for you. And in that process, you will find redemption. Truly. What was Jesus doing out in the desert? What was he doing? Go, you try it. Don't try it. You'll get sick. You'll end up in the hospital. A water fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Until you see the devil will come to talk to you. Gee, you know, I've been cleansing and stretching and doing these things for months now. And why am I crying every day? Why am I so angry? Why do I want to divorce my husband? Why do I hate my life? Why am I so angry? I paid all this money to heal. Why am I starting to get so absolutely incensed at the world around me? What's going on here? I'm worse. I'm tired. I'm filled with fungus and cheese. My pHs are too acidic. I'm exhausted. I want to die. Lord, have mercy. Enough. Yeah, I know it took me 60 years to get this messed up. But come on, it's been 12 months. That's what you tell yourself. That's what you call misdirection. And you have to be forgiven. Because you can tune in to any radio station, any YouTube, anywhere, anyhow, anywho, and hear about how just pop that pill, herbal or pharmaceutical, and it's all coming back. And we have testimonies. We have good, solid testimonies. They're all first base testimonies. Do you understand that? First base. You want to drive the cheap used car? Listen to those testimonies. You want the home run, which you do. Understand there's a process here. You're cleaning the intestine. What do I mean by cleaning? Clean your skin. Clean your gallbladder. Clean your liver. Clean your kidneys. Clean out your cardiovascular system. Alter your pHs. Get your sleep. Use the herbs. Pay money for herbs. Set aside money for God's plants. Right. Premier Research Labs. Great company. Other herbalists throughout the world. Great, great dedication. A tribute to God. But understand what the big picture is. They account for a percentage. It's the comprehensive picture that gets you to where you want to go. It's all I'll ever tell you. And I will keep repeating it until you stop asking me really lame questions. Process one, wound repair. That's process one. Read it on your own. Proliferation. I'm still on the first page. Proliferation. What are we proliferating? The scar. It's getting bigger and bulkier and redder. The fibroblasts are migrating. There's deposition of new garbage. There's granulation tissue. There's deposition of fibronectin, elastin, the proteoglycans, type 1 and type 3 procollagens, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Let someone else memorize that. It's nothing to do with it. Got to memorize it, you know. That's what knowledge is. It's memorization, right? Just memorize it and spit it out. Don't apply it. So you can be a little serf. Make your paltry sums. Because you're good memorizers. You got your A. Good. That's what we've reduced education to. Memorize things. Don't think you're thinking. I don't care what your IQ is. I don't care how bad your memory is. You can think. God doesn't make junk. You can align yourself. You can become more conscious. Look at that second page. Study the pictures on your own. Second page of that article on the bottom. Maturation and remodeling. Look at it. They made a misspelling. Don't you love it? Look at picture three there. Maturation. Unless I'm bozo, which is a possibility, that's a misprint in the article. I believe that should be maturation. Does that bother you? You know, I know people that would really bother. They couldn't read the article because of that misspelling. I think we should elect them as president. That's important. Little things are important, like spelling. Maturation and remodeling. Picture three. There it is. Inflammation, proliferation, maturation, and remodeling. As you're remodeling, you're taking the damaged kidney, the damaged brain, the damaged heart, the damaged joint, and you're starting to make different types of cells. You're making different enzymes, the metalloproteinases, and they're changing stage 3 collagen to stage 1 collagen. And your scar is going away. And don't you know who's behind that? Your macrophages. Your macrophages are eating up the dead collagen. Your macrophages are pulling out the garbage. So you can reconfigure your collagen. So you can make more space. so you can get the migratory stem cells, the stem cells that are coming from the bone marrow, the stem cells that are latent in the cell. You're infusing it under the magnetic field generated in the healing from the spinal cord. And when it all comes together, you start to change the organ. The organ begins to heal. You start to see the miracle happen. Could take you 5 years. It could take you 10 years. It could take you 10 minutes. It could take you 1 minute. It could take you a walk in the park with Jesus. Yeah, that's what Jesus did. So let's take it down from this myopic, mythical understanding of a miracle. He decided who got the quick ride. You've been pounced, you've been broken, you've been torn. You are damaged goods, hopeless. And you ran into him, and he looked at you, and he conferred to you a miracle. That's why he was God. But a lot of you, you're not getting that one. That's because your reward is in the afterworld. In the afterworld, it'll be in heaven. Maybe not. Maybe you're supposed to heal now, but maybe your path is different. Maybe Jesus would have said, do a gallbladder flush, get to work. You have to do it another way. This is for me, God, to make the choice. Just a perspective. You don't need a PhD in theology to have a perspective, nor do you need a PhD in theology to get on the radio and have an opinion. It's still America. There's still a constitution. We still know what this country is. Maturation and remodeling on the back of macrophages. There it is. Look at this. Maturation and remodeling. They're going to bleep me in a minute. Look at that. Well, look, I did 20% of the show. Interesting stuff, huh? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you need to make an appointment, if you need to initiate your healing, your body, I just stand there and point you in the right direction. You do it. Don't ask me to do it. Classes are closed out. I think I'm going to do one that's open within the next month. Come to it. If you're serious, if not, don't bother. Go somewhere else, please. Have a nice week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.